So the Pentagon announced that they were going to investigate Senator Mark Kelly. Yes, he's a former retired Navy captain. And they're saying that because of his participation in that video last week that was released, spearheaded by Senator Alyssa Slotkin here in the state of Michigan, that video calling for service members to refuse illegal orders is the linchpin here. Let's bring in Rocky Rutschkowski, the retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. Rocky, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to Detroit's Trinity of the Morning.
Oh, Trinity of the Morning. That's new. That's new. Very nice. What do you make of this? Yeah. Do you think that there are grounds for an investigation just because of this video?
Well, first off, I think it was reckless and wrong for the video to be made. And it's, from my perspective, as someone that served both enlisted and commissioned, I think it's moronic because we are taught, both the enlisted soldiers and the commissioned soldiers, which means the privates, the seamen, and the airmen of the branches, as well as the officers of that are put in charge of them to give them legal and lawful orders. We are taught and we take an oath that says that we will follow all legal and lawful orders given by our officers as well as our civilian leaders. So to do this video, I don't understand what they were trying to do. So again, I think it was reckless and wrong and almost moronic. But here's the key. The ability to recall a military retiree back to active duty service for court-martial, in other words, punishment, is actually rooted, and it's actually in civilian statutory law as well as the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Because when you join the military, you give up some of your constitutional rights and you fall under what's called the Uniform Code of Military Justice, not constitutional protections, but the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which basically states that you are given, if you're given a direct order, you should follow it.
Rocky, you know, Kelly raised a question that a lot of service members quietly ask, you know, what happens to troops who carry out an order that's later ruled illegal? From your experience, is that a legitimate concern?
It's a very legitimate concern, but it's a fine line because there's a movie right now that's out in the movie theaters that talks about the World War II. I think it was about Hermann Goering. And a lot of the arguments. Yeah, Nuremberg. Thank you. A lot of the arguments that were made in the past that have been tried actually under the Geneva Code of Military Justice is there a protection of following out an order that was given to you legally? In the courts, international courts, as well as the U.S. courts have ruled that, no, you are not covered under if you act out or you follow through on an illegal order. But again, was the illegal order something that a normal and prudent soldier, sailor, airman, or marine should know that it was illegal? For example, their most recent courts have actually looked at what happened in Afghanistan under Eddie Gallagher, which was a Navy SEAL. If you recall, Eddie Gallagher was pardoned by President Trump, but he was found guilty because he was basically torturing a Afghani to gain information out of him, and the Afghani actually died. So that would be considered torture under U.S. law, military law, as well as the Geneva Code of Military Justice, or the Geneva Code would basically state that this would be an illegal act, and you should know that that was an illegal act. And if he ordered his subordinates to torture to gain information, that would be an illegal act. By the way, if I can set one misconception up, a lot of people believe that Mark Kelly can't be called up to active duty for punishment because this didn't occur during his active duty service. That would be true for any other service member, but if you are a retiree like myself and Mark Kelly, we are peers. If we were retirees, which we are, and we were called to active duty, there is a most recent case in the courts in 2019 where a Marine Corps retiree, a senior master sergeant, was actually court-martialed for sexual crimes that occurred after his retirement. And the court actually ruled that the retiree can be tried for those exact crimes in the civilian world that were committed after their retirement because they brought what they called improper actions and made the Marine Corps look poor to the civilians.
Right. But isn't there a difference between making a video, which is a true statement of fact, and that crime?
I would agree with you. I would agree with you, Jamie. Yeah. I don't see anything in that video that would be, and a lot of my friends basically say, what are you talking about? This is seditious, or this was illegal. And I say, no, when you actually look at what they said, they basically reiterated the oath that we all take. And there's nothing there that they said that would basically be illegal. So I think that any investigation, and the Pentagon has to complete an investigation first. So any investigation being done would show that there was nothing here that would be illegal. But, you know, should they be tried for being wrong, reckless, and moronic? Yeah, they're morons.
Rocky Richkovsky, appreciate you. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. Have a good Thanksgiving, will you please?
You all as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
God bless you guys.
See you, Rock.
That's Rocky Richkovsky. Here's my other question is, why are we focusing just on Mark Kelly?
Because the other ones hadn't worked long enough in their post to be able to be called back like this.
I mean, all right, but this is where I feel like we get into this slippery slope here.
Yeah.
So you start getting into an area where it looks like you're targeting somebody specific.
Yeah.
Why? Why Mark Kelly? Well, Mark Kelly's in Arizona. Mark Kelly's in a state that maybe his seat would be up for grabs. Right?
I think this is the only one they could get because Slotkin's CIA and the other four military officers didn't serve long enough to retire, therefore do not receive pension or fall under military law.
So it's the retirement designation that's very important here. I don't know. There's just something here that I don't like about it. And look, it's okay to be on board with Donald Trump's policies. It's okay to be on board with what he's doing on immigration or even the economy, whatever
sure.
it is.
Yeah.
It's okay to do those things. It's also okay to be critical of some of these other decisions that are happening within his administration.
Right.
Perhaps they do it in a different way. This is what Pete Hegseth said. Their foolish screed sows doubt and confusion, which only puts our warriors in danger. You could then react to that and say they're foolish. They should never have done this.
Correct.
And go hard.
Harden the paint there. Yeah.
I don't know that this, court martial is going to work.
It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. Meanwhile, we'll take a break. You know, the economic impacts of the automotive industry are obviously very important to us. But then when you start getting into some of these, like there was a fire at an aluminum plant, and how is that going to impact Ford's profits, right? This is the nitty gritty, and they're counting on every dollar, frankly.
Yes.
And so how is that going to impact what we see from their expense sheet? We'll talk to Keith Naughton, the auto business reporter at Bloomberg, next here on JR Morning.